Hello, this is your virtual guide to Module 5, English 1101. I'm first going to go over the required work. Then I'll go over what the module is about, and we'll talk about the writing goals. So first of all, please read Chapter 5 in Steps to Writing Well. Then view the classed video that's over inappropriate shifts in verb tenses. Then complete the appropriate practice test. Complete the mastery test on inappropriate shifts in verb tenses. It is highly recommended at this point that you mail or email the final copies of your narrative and your descriptive essays to your professor for feedback. Your professor will evaluate both essays, make comments, and will return them to you to guide future revision. If you are not able to submit your first two essays to your professor, then, based on the comments from the peer review and from your own responses written in your journal to the two sets of reviewing your progress questions, please revise, edit, and polish either your narrative essay or your descriptive essay. This new revised copy of either your narrative or descriptive essay will become your first graded essay in your writing portfolio. Please label this assignment as Graded Essay 1. Be sure to type your essays whenever you can. So let's go over and look at Module 5, and let's think about really what it's about. The overall focus is on drafting and revising. So let's think about revision. Revision is continuous. Revision is not the last and final thing that you do. It's not just a last minute thing or the very last thing that you do. It's something that you start doing almost at the very beginning. Revise, you re-revise, you edit, you put more things in, you take things out. It's a lot more than editing and proofreading. Revision involves adding and expanding, rethinking, reperceiving, reconceptualizing, tightening arguments. It's all about thinking and reshaping. Revision is a wonderful opportunity to say what you want to say. The revising process involves rethinking the purpose, the thesis, and the audience. It gives you a chance to rethink ideas and evidence, to rethink organization. It also gives you a chance to rethink clarity and style. You can edit grammar, punctuation, and spelling. Then you can proofread the entire essay. The final checklist for revising involves certain things. Let's think about this. Make sure that your topic is important, that it's important to you. Make sure that when you write, you are committed to your audience. Try to make sure that you have an intriguing title, a good lead-in, have a clear, focused thesis statement. Make sure that your body paragraphs are thorough, have smooth transitions, clear sentences, and make sure that you go through an editing and proofreading process. That little noise, the beep, indicates that we are at the end of this module. So we finished the final checklist for revising, and we're thinking about moving ahead to Module 6. So please be sure to stay with the course, finish it, enjoy it, stay in touch. This is your virtual guide.